In my main program, I'll define a variable of type struct Hall of Fame, and I'll call it HR. This is the home run Hall of Fame. And I will initialize the number of players in that Hall of Fame variable to be 0 in the third line there. And now I will populate that Hall of Fame. I will put a number of hitters into that Hall of Fame. Well, I can go directly into the players array inside of the Hall of Fame struct. And in turn, with each of those player elements, I can go into their members, the members of the hitter struct, because each element in the players array is a hitter variable. So I'll say hr.players, that's the array, sub hr.nPlayers, which is 0 to start with, so that's the array index, dot last. So that's the last member of the 0th element of the players array. And I will copy into that string the literal string Ruth. The next line likewise copies in the first name. The next line will initialize the home runs member of that particular hitter variable in the array. And then the last one will put in the year. Notice the post increment on the last subscript there, hr.nPlayers++. Since this is the last member that I'm putting in there, then as a side effect, I can go ahead and increment it and set it up for the next one. So now nPlayers will be equal to 1. And I'll go through and do the same thing for a second element. I'll populate that. And so now I have 2 elements in this array inside of my Hall of Fame struct. And notice again that I increment hr.nPlayers there on the last line, the bottom of the screen.